You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. By the way, Gardner Goldsmith, who has been joining us for Monday nights, will not be joining us tonight because he is feeling very under the weather.
He's a little hoarse.
Yeah, he's losing his voice, so not good to do a radio show under those conditions. Anyway,
he's a little hoarse.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com because all the features on the site are totally free. So take a look and see what I mean. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out by going straight to the phones and to the fun. It is Zach in South Carolina with a little bit of echo on the line. Hopefully that will clear up. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
I have some good news out of South Carolina. Our anti-real ID legislation got through our Senate last week, and it will be going to the House this week.
What are the parameters on the legislation of which you speak?
Right now, it's not that strong. It is just refusing compliance until the federal government funds it and changes it to ensure privacy. But it could still be amended once it's in the House.
Yeah.
To make it stronger.
Well, at least it's something. I mean, you guys are moving in the right direction. Of course.
Yeah, it's better than the people complying.
Right.
But
now,
Now,
in order for it to go through, then all the federal government has to do is send some money along and say, cross their fingers and say, we promise we won't give away information, because as we showed on Saturday night, trusting the federal government with your privacy is about as insane of a move as you can get, considering they sold out the Japanese Americans during World War II.
Yeah, and then I also got some sad news this morning when I read the paper. One of our more libertarian state senators who fought for years to lift the ban on tattooing in the state and has recently introduced legislation for medical marijuana died this weekend.
Oh, well, did he die naturally?
He had a stroke.
I guess that's natural, but yikes, no fun. Sorry to hear about that. You say he was somewhat libertarian?
Well, he had worked for a while, and he got the ban on tattoo parlors in South Carolina lifted.
That's good.
And then he was just starting to work on medical marijuana.
Can you imagine, Mark, a ban on tattoo parlors?
So bizarre. What what the heck? I mean, why? I can't imagine why you would want to ban tattoo parlors. But and if people want tattoos, it's not like they're banning tattoos. They're just go to North Carolina or Georgia to get them.
What was the senator's name?
It was Bill Mesher.
Well, you know, hopefully someone will pick up his ball and start running with it. You know, I don't know. Is there anybody else who's medical marijuana friendly there in South Carolina?
I don't know. The bill hasn't gotten too far. It's still in committee right now.
Yeah.
And
I mean, gosh, it didn't work.
Come to see any vote or anything.
It barely even, it almost passed here in New Hampshire this year, but I mean, I can imagine it's going to have a much tougher time down in South Carolina. And keep us informed. And Zach, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You know, Zach seems to call in, and he normally gives us sort of like a South Carolina update. And I think it's good that he's looking on the bright side. He's still in South Carolina. I don't know if he's a Free State Project member. I should probably ask him that next time he calls. But it's like he's looking at he's trying to find as much good news as he possibly can to relay about what's going on in his state. And I guess it's good to look on the bright side because in most states there isn't much of a bright side.
You know, and what you're doing in most states is hoping that the politicians do the right thing. And you know, historically, in all of the states, they haven't. They believe that they own your property. They believe that they own your body, and they're going to tell you what you're going to be able to do with both of those things.
You know, he mentioned Real ID at the beginning of his call, and we talked about that Saturday night. In that, some states have been rejecting this whole national ID concept, and that's good. It's good for America because when some of the states stand up for themselves and say, for whatever reason, I know some of the bureaucrats are only doing it because they aren't getting money, but for whatever the reason, when some states stand up to the feds and say no, that's a good thing because it sort of puts them back in their place to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they don't really have the same situation in the United Kingdom because, you know, there aren't 50 states to make
decisions.
There aren't
any states, are there?
You know, I don't know. Do they consider Scotland and Great Britain states? I'm not sure how that all works.
Well, Great Britain's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. England. Is another word for United Kingdom then? Great Britain is
right.
Another word for United Kingdom?
I would say that that's the case. I think Britain may be the island.
So it's England and Scotland.
Gosh.
Is Ireland included?
Northern Ireland or Southern Ireland, one of those parts that belongs to the Commonwealth.
Either way, it's not quite the same situation. Things are a little bit more centralized there as far as their government is concerned. They're moving a little bit faster on the whole national ID front. And as you may be aware, if you've listened to the show for a while, there's a very, very active anti-national ID organization over there. They call themselves No to ID. And they've been very busy with opposing this new government ID that they're trying to shove down everyone's throats. However, there's been some secrets revealed on the government side that probably won't come as much of a shock to you, but nonetheless, this should be reported on. The government, according to the Daily Mail, faces damaging claims of misleading voters over ID cards after documents revealed, get this, it always planned to make the controversial scheme compulsory.
Of course it did.
Well, they were saying that
it's voluntary.
I have to do this. Whitehall papers, which the government has fought for 2 years to suppress, disclose that Labor intended to force the public to sign up for the program. They appear to contradict commitments given by Labor in its 2005 election manifesto, which pledged that the cards containing people's names, addresses, fingerprints, and other information would be, quote, on a voluntary basis,
sure,
unquote. The briefing notes released under the Freedom of Information Act showed that civil servants had already been told that ID cards would be compulsory for everyone by 2014. So, yeah, maybe it would have been voluntary at first.
Yeah, until 2014.
Opposition MPs said the papers proved that the government had purposely set out to mislead the public and politicians about their plans. The Department for Work and Pensions ID fraud benefit profile was produced in October 2004 and designed to show how the project would cut fraud. In a table illustrating the predicted yearly savings expected by the department, it states that from 2014, which is year 7 of the project, the identity card scheme is now compulsory. But 18 months later, the then-Home Secretary insisted the scheme was voluntary. He told MPs that, quote, in accordance with the Labor Party's election manifesto, we will introduce ID cards initially on a voluntary basis. Well, they should have figured it out from that quote. He didn't really lie there. He just sort of stepped around, did a little dancing.
It seems obvious.
The papers also...
I can't imagine why they would make a real ID kind of situation and not make it voluntary. What good is it?
You know what? We've actually got somebody calling in from England, and... wait a minute. No, we're not. I thought it was someone named Scotland calling from England. Just reading my phone screening software wrong. Anyway, 800-259-9231. The papers also undermine claims by ministers that the scheme would have the £50 million lost to benefit cheats. The internal briefing reveals that were much-quoted savings were purely guesswork by officials. So they're claiming... They're trying to claim as much as they possibly can about these cards in order to sell them to the British population. They're saying, oh, well, not only is it going to be voluntary initially, they're also saying that, well, it'll save us money on benefit cheats, which are welfare frauds, people that are using maybe fake IDs or whatever to get welfare in the United Kingdom. They're saying, oh, it'll be £50 million we'll save. Turns out, not so. The document says, note, the perceived losses to identity fraud to be between 25 and 50 million per annum due to the nature of our business processes and recording of monetary value of fraud and error. The figures are unreliable. Therefore, DWP can only sign up to a maximum saving in the area of 25 million per annum. So they're off by 100%.
Well, no surprise that government's exaggerating about funds one way or the other.
The first ID cards are due to be issued in 2009, so get ready, Britons. To anybody who applies for a passport, you'll be required to give fingerprints, biometric details such as a facial scan. They're really starting hard and heavy with this.
Wow.
And a wealth of personal details, including...
They're going to do a facial scan. That way they can find you in a crowd with those little cameras. Gizmos of theirs any place they want.
Don't forget, you'll also have to give up a lot of personal information, more so than Americans will, including second homes, driver's license, and even insurance numbers. It's on the way. 800-259-9231. I hope you guys do your best to stand up and oppose this. More on the way. Your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net. Toll free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That includes archives, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the site for your downloading convenience. You just go get them. They're free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, as well as discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. I tell you, Mark, this whole Free State Project thing is so exciting. We just got together over the weekend with some of the people in the local area, and you think to yourself, I thought to myself, okay, it's Easter Sunday. Everybody's going to use Easter Sunday as an excuse not to come out and do anything.
Right. There was a Monadnock Pork meet
right.
and greet?
The Monadnock Porcupines meet and greet, which is Monadnock is the area, the region of New Hampshire that we live in,
mm-hmm.
The southwestern corner of the state. And normally...
I heard in over in Manchester, the Merrimack area, they can get 70 people at theirs.
I believe it. There's a lot of people living over there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, normally the turnouts are pretty good at the Monadnock Pork's meet and greets. And so I thought, well, maybe we'd have five people. That was being optimistic. And we had 17 on Easter Sunday. I mean, just incredible. Just incredible activists. These people, very few people used an excuse on this particular day when it would have been very easy for them to just stay at home
mm-hmm.
and done nothing. But it's just one example of how dedicated the people in, and it wasn't really even an activist meeting. The meet and greets just hang out. It's just socializing. So not only was it 17 people, but we left after 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it was long. I left before I think anybody left.
Yeah, it was.
I was there for almost two.
Right, our man Danny was here in town. The gentleman who created the Columbine game, who we interviewed on the show, mm-hmm. he was here getting us on camera, interviewing us about video games and free speech, which is pretty cool. So it was nice meeting him and kind of took him to the meeting and he hung out with everybody there. So anyway, it's great. It's a great time, and Pork Fest is going to be like that times 50. There's going to be a lot of people there. So looking forward to seeing you as well. Let's go to the phones. Your calls about anything. Let's talk to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Chris? Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. I was calling because I want to run for president of the United States. And
How old are you?
I am 29.
All right.
Okay.
6 years.
Yeah. But I think that needs definitely change.
What's your plan, Chris?
My complete plan.
You don't have to go over the whole thing. Maybe the executive summary. Like, what's going to make you different? How are you going to run? Are you going to run with a party behind you? That sort of thing.
How are you going to amend the Constitution?
Well, I truly believe that if over 50% of the American people want a person to be the president, that person should be the president. Now, it will be considered by all other governments to be revolution, and that I would be the leader of this particular revolution. I think that you shouldn't necessarily have to wait 4 years to have a different president. I mean, if one president is doing really bad, I mean, you can get that guy out of there. And
you're saying you're going to run for president before it's actually an election cycle?
Well, I think I could do it during an election, but the way the elections are, I mean, you got to be rich, and not everybody's rich. So, I mean,
it helps. That certainly
does help.
Well,
or you can know some rich people. That helps too.
Yeah, but then when you become president, you owe those rich people, for putting you in. So, I mean, I'm a normal. I'm just a regular guy, just like everybody. And I think that's definitely what sets me apart because, all the presidents that during my entire life, every president has been a puppet to their parties. I mean, even if a libertarian president were to be the president, he would still he would push the libertarian their policies, what they all want, his quote-unquote base.
Well, libertarians tend to want way less government, so hopefully that's what they would be doing.
And, one of the purposes of a party is just to have a better idea what it is that person stands for.
Yeah, and
I see where you're coming from, but I still don't quite have really an understanding of what it is you want to do exactly.
Oh, okay. I have a few ideas. Let me say first that when people say, what will you do when you're the president, it's literally a question that is completely pointless. I mean, it does get a certain point across, but, they say, oh, I'll do this and I'll do that, but then, planes fly into buildings and everything goes out the window, so
mm-hmm.
I think it's, I would say what I would do as president would be roll with the shots, whatever happens. Mexico invades the United States on my third day of the presidency. What do I do? Now, that's ridiculous.
I can see why the American people would be falling all over themselves to elect you.
You're already doing a great job of dodging questions as they come
in. No. I'll answer. The very first thing, I know what I'll do, the very first thing. Change the pay of the President of the United States to the country's minimum wage. That would be the very first thing I could do.
Yeah, that's not too shabby.
I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a good proposal. Now, but what I really would like to know is not so much what you're going to do when you get elected, but as an independent candidate, someone who's not going to ally themselves with any political party.
Yeah.
You understand, I'm sure, that there are a lot of people that attempt to run for president in the way that you, or at least as I understand it so far, maybe I don't completely understand, but there are a lot of people that run as so-called independents. They maybe get qualified on one state ballot, and of course...
Usually that state's New Hampshire.
And of course, they're just not able to actually win the election. It's just not possible. And of course, very, very few people even know that they're running for office. So what are you going to do to separate yourself from that pack of no-name candidates?
Well, I guess you could say what I'm doing now. I mean, I'm only talking to two people, and I've only really spoken to, like, friends and family. Mm-hmm. Not really much, so much family, more friends about it than... and it is unrealistic. I'll tell you, like, I'm the first person that'll tell you there's no way I'm ever going to become the president. And the reason why is because of this thing. I mean, I don't know if anyone can say what it is that keeps literally the president, like, only... I don't know. I think that there are more people that don't vote than do vote.
I agree with that.
And if those people could... Well, you know, it's every year, every time you hear about an election, you always hear people saying, go out and vote. You know, I'm not trying to, like, steal any votes from the Democrats or the Libertarians.
Well, they don't own their votes, so you can't steal votes from anyone. They don't
You know the whole stealing of votes.
Sure.
That, yeah, it's a fallacy. I understand where you're coming from. And I see where you're coming from. It sounds like you want to activate the sleeping masses, but in order to activate the sleeping masses, you've got to get your message out there. I presume you're going to use the Internet because that's just a cheap way to do things. Is the rest of your campaign going to be calling talk shows? Because what else are you going to do?
Chris? It's hard to explain.
Okay, well, as you figure it out,
how you're very curious, I'm sure a lot of people would be.
You let us know, Chris, what you plan on doing, and we'll follow your campaign here on Free Talk Live. How about that? It'll be a little bit of exposure for you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know,
is the Packet H on
the phone. Actually, it's Episcopals that get elected, so he's got to convert to the Episcopal.
Really? That's a fun fact that I didn't know.
It's more coming up.
You take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits over 200,000 posts. That's right. 200,000. I think
that's a lot.
210,000 at this point.
Close also, to a 250,000 posts.
Yeah, that'll be good to say when we finally get there. We've got over 1,300 people interacting, so there's a wide variety of topics. There are serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
To the phones, to the fun. It's Tony in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Tony.
Hi, fellas.
What's on your mind?
I'm catching up on last week's shows, and there was a lot of discussion of money and banking.
Yes.
And so I wanted to point out a few issues that didn't come up that I think are really important to point out.
Okay, certainly.
First thing was a little bit of confusion. Money-backed currency, like, you know, gold and silver, is not incompatible with fractional reserve banking.
No, it's not.
No, did someone say it was?
I don't know. I got that impression, a couple shows back there.
Okay. No, you can absolutely take, a bank could take in, it could be legal for a bank to take in 1 ounce of gold and then, lend out 10 ounces of gold as a result.
It could be, possible for them to do that. I don't know if they would do it at such a ratio as they currently do today. They may have to have a lower ratio in order to get insurance, because the federal government won't be there to back anybody's accounts up with the FDIC insurance, so they'd have to have, like, Lloyd's of London or some other, you know, private insurer actually making sure that they were doing sound business, and therefore sure. I think that things might be a little bit safer.
Well, essentially, you know, the more liquid your deposit is, the less interest you make on it, right? So a checking account you pay for, a savings account, you have to show up to get your money out. It takes a little longer. They give you a low interest rate. Mm-hmm. And if you buy a CD, which is an agreement to not take your money back for a year or 2 years, they give you a high interest rate.
So, right.
all those things work out just fine under metal backed currency.
That you make a great point, and I agree completely. What do you think a more realistic ratio would be like? Since right now I think they tend to lend like $10 out for every one that they get in. Do you think that would lower to 3-to-1 or 5-to-1 or something?
I couldn't really say. I mean, I'm not in the banking business. I don't know what goes into how you figure out what your reserve should be. But
I think without the FDIC, you
definitely get more. You will get more conservative banking without the ridiculous government insurance policy on every deposit.
Now you say there was another factor that you caught that you wanted to point out.
Well, yeah. The next thing is that I really like metal-backed currency, but it does have a very serious shortcoming that you guys don't bring up, and I think.
I'm interested in what it is.
The people that are interested in metal currency should know this. It's deflation. Deflation on the surface sounds like a good thing. It's the general decrease in prices and a general increase in the value of money.
Mm-hmm.
But as an economy grows, the wealth represented by each piece of gold is greater. So, you know, a growing economy leads to inflation if you have a fixed amount of money in the money supply.
A growing economy leads to, you mean price increases? Because inflation is an increase in an increase in the money supply.
And
well,
deflation
a growing
is a decrease.
Economy, I mean a growth in wealth. So if you have the same number of tokens, pieces of gold, representing a greater amount of wealth,
mm-hmm.
each piece of money is worth more.
Right? I see where you're coming from on that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if your money is
That's presuming the amount of gold is static, that like they aren't mining new gold.
Right, it's roughly static. Silver is actually, there's a lot of reasons silver is a little bit better than gold. They mine silver faster, but they both have the same problem. So if your money is deflating, why would you invest it in a business venture? You have to make more profit. Your profits have to exceed the increase in the value of your money and the time it takes you to make those profits.
Now, under what circumstances would a metal-backed currency actually deflate? Because what you've pointed out is that as wealth increases, the value will go up.
If by holding on to your money, it's going to gain value just by holding it. It takes more to convince you to invest it in something where you get a return in the future. You're going to get a return in the future by doing nothing.
On a metal-backed currency? Or in a deflationary period?
In general, in a deflationary period of any currency.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Specifically, metal-backed currencies are more prone to deflation than say, the FRNs.
Well, I can see how that would be bad for somebody who builds luxury yachts or items that one doesn't need. But when you're talking about eggs, milk, butter, things that people absolutely need, gasoline, things that people absolutely need, you're still going to see that segment of a large segment of the economy continue to go because people's lifestyles, they're not going to want to see a downturn in their lifestyle.
Right, and...
Absolutely. Anything that you can put off to buying tomorrow is better. Why would you buy it today if you could buy it tomorrow cheaper?
I don't know how pronounced. I think there's something missing here.
It's so bad for the economy to invest. I mean, that doesn't seem bad to me.
I think there's something missing here from what you're saying. In that, for instance, there's not necessarily going to be in a metal-backed currency marketplace, fiat's not going to have a chance. So in our current marketplace, gold and silver tend to go up so much because, well, they're keeping up with the rate of inflation. So I don't know how quickly, I mean, yes, the wealth pie will definitely increase, and it will increase at a faster rate than it is today in a free market future. However, I don't know, I think you're underestimating the money providers in society would be. Because remember, there'd also be competition between monies as well. And I don't know how that would end up factoring into all of this. But I feel like there's something out there that I can't quite put my finger on as to go back and, I guess, to counter what you're suggesting here. My question, I suppose, for you at this point is, well, if metal-backed currencies have downsides, and I'm sure there are downsides to them, they're certainly way better than fiat, you would agree. And also, what would you propose, perhaps, as an alternative?
Fail-safe.
Well, there is no fail-safe, and that's part of the marketplace. You don't get these kind of guarantees. But the people who control money, the banks in a free market, are going to kind of be the safekeepers of preventing something like the Great Depression, which was a deflationary spiral.
We found that the Great Depression was brought on by the policies of the Federal Reserve.
I don't disagree, but the thing that made the Great Depression so bad is the positive feedback that deflation causes. So once during that time when the dollar was deflating, there was nothing they could do. As the dollar deflated more, the economy stagnated more, which caused more deflation, and it just ran everything into the ground.
I'm still I guess I'm not a monetary expert. This is why I have trouble with all this. But I'm still having trouble envisioning the, and I understand it may happen, but I'm having trouble envisioning these market circumstances that would bring about deflation with a metal-backed currency. If people are continuously,
I know that it happens in metal-backed currencies.
If people are continuously investing their money and creating new things and new wealth is being created, I don't see. I mean, there'd have to be something severe to happen
because people aren't buying. Is essentially the reason.
Right, consumption goes down because if you could buy it cheaper tomorrow, you don't buy it today.
One of the things that's
but there are always those. That's how I am. Now, I am a buyer that's like that. I buy tomorrow.
People will be motivated to do what it is that you do. Currently, you might as well spend now.
That's
because
not true.
Tomorrow,
people are always motivated to be the first on the block. That you're always going to have people that want to be the first early
I'm saying
adopters.
Incentivized. How's this? People will be financially incentivized to save rather than to save their
money.
Well,
if everybody's
saving,
you put
it in a drawer and it'll be worth more tomorrow.
I see what you're saying, but you're not going to have enough drawers to put a bunch of money into. You're going to have it at a bank. And if everybody is saving their money, then the banks are going to lower their interest rates in order to, as far as what they're paying out to the people who are saving, so they can encourage people to go ahead and spend the damn money.
Well, it's not
well,
they, they'll just do it because they have plenty of money.
There, Ian.
Yeah.
You brought up an important point is that, interest rates keep going down, but you can't have a negative interest rate. If deflation is so bad that the interest rate needs to be zero or negative, the banks don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
But they can charge higher fees, so you can have a negative interest rate.
Thank you for the call. There's more on the way here. You can take control and bring up anything, and still, people love to spend. I think you're underestimating that. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you bring up what you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That would be the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show, however, by digging Free Talk Live. We want you to go and dig our show. Now, dig.com is a website, one of the most popular sites on the internet right now. I think it's in the top 100 websites, and they've added a podcasts section. We're doing fairly well in the news category. We're the number two show, right beneath a show that's now defunct.
Oh, that's good.
The Penn Jillette Show. Great guy. Love it. Love Penn. But nonetheless, we need to do better than we currently are, and we could use your help. So go to dig.freetalklive.com. That's dig, D-I-G-G, or you can misspell it. D-I-G works, too. Dig.freetalklive.com and dig our show. If you've already dug the show, then what you should do is dig something else on the website. That way, it locks in your dig for Free Talk Live. And if you want, you can go to news.freetalklive.com and join the free market diggers and really go crazy with dig.com and promoting pro-freedom articles and that sort of thing on their website. So take a look-see and help us out at dig.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, it's Alex in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the recent caller, and I thought I'd call in with my own thoughts on things.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first off, you was talking about how a fractional reserve can exist under a metal-backed currency, which is true because it has happened before in the past, especially with central banking in the United States. But he went on to say that CDs and things like that are evidence of fractional reserve. And I'd just like to point out the fact that CDs and investments like that, they're called time deposits, and they're different than demand deposits. Like, a demand deposit is something in which you give in money and you get, you know, a bank note for it, and then you go immediately and you say, well, like, here, I want the money back, and therefore 100% of that demand deposit has to be backed by the gold. If it's fractional reserve, then only a portion of that will be backed, the demand deposit. So demand deposit is basically a bank note that could be exchanged at any point in time, and there has to be 100% backed by it. If there's not 100% backed by it, then it's not
That's correct. So they'd have to have enough gold in, or silver or whatever. They'd have to have enough of it in the bank in order to pay out should they actually have that demand come to them.
Right. They would have to have under 100%. They would have to have 100% of the bank notes prevailing have to they have to have that much gold in their vault. Under a fractional reserve, demand deposits will only have a certain fraction of that, like 50% or 70%.
Right, but it only becomes a problem if there's a run on the bank.
It really only becomes a problem if there is a run on the bank, but a lot of people, including the Austrians, believe that, for instance, that doesn't justify things, for instance, because inflation at all is not only detrimental to the economy, it's also hurting property rights. So, because you're inflating and making other people...
How would a bank be able to...
And it's lying.
How would a bank be able to...
Right, exactly, it's fraudulent.
Right. Okay. So presuming that the banks were being honest about the fact that they were fractional reserve banking, and just to recap for those of you that are just tuning in, fractional reserve is where you deposit one, you deposit a dollar to the bank that you have, and they lend out $10 to that $1 that you've deposited. Now, that's what's going on today. They aren't very upfront about the fact that that's how they do business. So in a more free market environment, if a bank were to be operating in that way and it were to be more obvious that they were doing that, what would be some ways that another bank could compete with them and make it? How could they sell it to their customers that, well, the fact that we aren't doing fractional reserve or that we're only doing a 2-to-1 ratio instead of a 10-to-1 ratio, how could they sell that to their customers to show that they're a better bank?
Well, that's just the thing. I don't think that in the long run those kind of banks would exist. I think for the most part, in order to make it legal, the bank would have to put on the bank note, may not be redeemable on demand. So in essence, the demand note, the demand deposit all of a sudden is converted into a time deposit in which you don't get your money when you say you want your money. So I think these kind of notes would be sort of reduced in value on the market,
yeah,
in a free market, in comparison to those demand deposits that say at any time you come to our bank, you can receive 100% of your bank note. And I think those will sort of prevail and come out on top. So
that's a great point. I know what I'd rather have in my wallet are notes that are going to be backed at any time.
I mean, I think that everybody would feel that way. Essentially, if I had a shoebox and I put 3 coffee beans in that shoebox, and then I gave out 30 pieces of paper that told people, you have the right to one of my coffee beans, 30 pieces of paper for the 3 beans that I have.
Now you cross your fingers and hope that they
didn't. Now you understand what fractional reserve lending is. 30 people have a piece of paper saying that they can have one of my coffee beans. I only have 3 freaking coffee beans.
Maybe a fractional reserve bank would find some level in success in lending to, for instance, questionable clients.
I don't see how it could exist in a market, yeah, where a bank didn't do fractional reserve lending. I don't see how they, a fractional reserve lending bank could exist.
Alex, did you have anything to say to his claim that deflation would be likely or very, very possible in this sort of an economy where wealth is constantly increasing?
Well, yeah, deflation is a natural thing in an economy. It's called growth deflation. And the idea is that as an economy grows, as we have more investment, there are more goods and services available, and thus purchasing power is basically denoted as, you take one gold coin and how much can this gold coin, purchase. If you add more to that that list of what it can purchase, the purchasing power increases, thus deflation occurs. So the concept is that as an economy grows, there is deflation. There's nothing wrong with that.
Do you feel like what he suggested would be true in that this constant sort of deflation factor might encourage more people to just hoard their money and not spend it?
Well, that's the idea. If deflation was an immediate thing, like for instance in fiat, I could see that being true in nowadays where fiat currency, they can all of a sudden cut back the money supply immediately and drastically. I could see that happening. But as far as an economy is concerned, growth deflation takes time. It's not an immediate thing. It doesn't happen in 1 year. The Federal Reserve can say, all right, we're going to remove billions of dollars from the economy causing deflation tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that'll happen, and people will understand that. People will hoard money, but I think under a free economy, that really doesn't happen.
And you know what? I mean, even if the people did hold their money, even if they knew, even if it became widespread monetary knowledge, fiscal understanding became more widespread, and people knew that if they held onto their money, they'd get they'd make more in the future. They'd be able to buy more in the future. Wouldn't that also just? I mean, even though they'd still technically be winners by doing that, wouldn't the rest of the people who actually went ahead and invested into things and did things with their money be more likely to have bigger success? I mean, they'd be risking, they'd be taking a risk on buying things or investing in businesses and that sort of thing. And so eventually their payoff would be much larger, of course, than would the people who just decided to sit on their money.
Yeah, I would expect so. The reason why they're investing is because they understand that at some point in time in the future, they're going to reap enough profits to make up for, the growth deflation and risk and interest rates, et cetera. So entrepreneurs calculate all these things in, and entrepreneurs in a growing economy will calculate growth deflation into their equation of should I take on this this process or not.
Plus, those people that just want to sit on their money, They're less than likely to put it in a drawer somewhere and more likely to put it in a bank and sit on it there. And there are people, plenty of people that do that today. They don't know about inflation. They don't realize that they're losing their money, actually, by doing this. But, the concept that is in their head is still valid, and that is, well, if I put this away and sit on it, I'll get an interest payment, and my money will grow, and I won't have to take any risks. There are those types of people that are scared of taking risks as far as investments are concerned, so they go the safe route, and they just throw it in a savings account or something like that, or a CD, and that just means that there's more in a free market economy with metal-backed currency. That would mean that the banks that have those depositors, those, you know, risk, I don't like risk depositors,
would have
more gold and silver in their vault in order to loan out to those who are willing to take the risk. So those people are actually very important to have in an economy, wouldn't you say?
I think there's some banking theory that I can get into, and I'm not sure if for instance, it would be fractional reserve if they would to go ahead and lend that out. It means that the people would have to put their money into time deposits like CDs and stuff. Well, yeah, that's fine that people are investing their money and gaining interest rates. But I think that growth deflation is a very slow thing that happens in the economy. It's not a rapid thing at all. And all it does is increase the standard of living of all individuals. And entrepreneurs understand growth deflation, and they'll calculate the stuff into their equations of should I take this process on or not. And
so under this growth deflation, then everybody's a winner is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's not something that discourages investment or consumption or any of this nature, and it's what should happen in a natural, healthy economy. And I'd also like to point out the fact that if the price of gold is increasing, it could also happen that people want to use it more for jewelry or for luxury goods. And this might encourage individuals to mine more gold or more silver.
And, of course, we haven't even talked about the other things that might come out to back currencies or whatever the competition might end up being. We don't even know what that would be at this point. Hey, Alex, thanks for the call. Great one. Very informative. 800-259-9231. CJ's on the line. He wants to talk about cutting his teeth on his, I guess, one of his very first activism things he's done. Also, Jay in Florida, your calls as well about what you want. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.